If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America. We're presented by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com, $10,000 towards your closing costs at rocketmortgage.com. And by Innovative Wellness, as you just heard us talk about Innovative Wellness with neuropathy. How about their supplemented, their athletic supplement packs right now? These packs are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allow your body to have the nutrients it needs, requires to run efficiently. The packet includes multi, omega fish oil, D3K2 5000 probiotic, and much needed magnesium. All right, it's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food intake. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA. Go to InnovativeWellness.Center. Use SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA for your code. All right. We get it rolling here a little bit later on. Tyler Levine, right out of the break, he'll join us. We'll wrap up. What was a great weekend. It really was. I mean, the track and field was outstanding. The basketball for both the men and women on the U.S. side of things was great. Soccer was unbelievable today for a while. Egypt, right up to, like, I don't know, 84th, 85th minute, thought they were going to pull off a major upset. But France tied it. They were putting a lot of pressure on the Egyptians, tied it 1-1. They won it 3-1 in extra time, but it was riveting, and that was today. So a Monday into a Tuesday is where we start. We'll wrap up the Olympics, and then Zaid Hussain, he will join us. He's on the NFC North beat. We look forward to that. He's done an outstanding job for us. He had his eye on the Bears last week, that game on Thursday, the Hall of Fame game. 21-17 ruled a no contest, but I mean, it's still 21-17, but the only ones that cared were the gamblers. I mean, there you go. And then look, we get our preseason underway this week. We really do. Patriots, Carolina, a few other ball games to, kind of wet the football whistle, so to speak. So we look forward to that. We'll continue our college football previews, DJ Shields a little bit later on as well. So we're diving for loose balls on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. Along with Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back. This ain't regular, no. I ain't nothing that you settle for, no. Nice try, wrong guy, maybe next time.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. responsibly.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and On Demand 24/7, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, kicking off a new week, Monday into a Tuesday. Some baseball afternoon, Mets, Cardinals, a little bit of juice there. But Phillies, Dodgers gets my attention as we roll into the late night and the early morning hours. Keep an eye on that. Yankees, long rain delay yesterday, still found a way, take 2 out of 3 from Toronto. They're on track. Yankees have a pretty, really soft schedule. They're in a flat-footed tie with Baltimore. It's not going to last long. I think the Yanks are going to pull away and win it by a handful. I really do. But we got a long way to go. After all, we just turned the page, the calendar, from July to August. Still a ways to go. I'll tell you what was great. The Olympics this weekend, and there's nothing like a final round. And, you know, Olympic golf has been brought back a few years, you know, and it just, you know, Justin Rose couple, 16, 2000. It was Schauffele. It was great. What we saw out of Scottie Scheffler yesterday was just flat-out great theater. I mean, he shot a 62 in the final round. The guy was out of his mind. He was unconscious. Let's start right there. We'll double back on some baseball and some other stuff, Tyler, but you're exactly right. The golf was unreal. That was a great final round. And when John Rahm got to 20 under and had a 4-shot lead, I almost turned it off, and I'm glad I didn't because I thought it was over. But he imploded. He does not have the temperament when things go wrong. Scheffler is almost impossible to rattle. Let's start right there. What a weekend, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Rahm did something that I've seen him do quite a lot recently on the LIV Tour. You've seen these highlights of him missing these short putts. I mean, it's something we saw Rory do at the U.S. Open as well. But I don't want to take anything away from what Scottie did. I mean, the up and down that he had, I believe it was on 17, he was 165 yards out in the rough, put it to 15, 20 feet, drains it. I mean, the guy is unflappable, and he just, you said it best, he cannot be shaken. If you saw earlier in the week, they had all the, you know, the guys put up these whiteboards, nickname, how many Olympic Games have you played in, you know, what's your goal here? And everyone has gold to win a medal, and he has to have fun written down. And I think that when you put it that way, and he's been quoted so many times saying that he's not defined by golf. How he shoots doesn't affect him. He doesn't care. He's there because he's good at it. He enjoys playing the game. He supports his family this way. And when a player is playing that way, it's almost impossible to shake them because he doesn't care about the score. Obviously, he wants to win, but he does. You know, if he misses a short putt, He's not worried about it. Like you see a lot of these other guys, they get all shaken up and rattled and they, you know, completely implode and things fall apart. And you just don't see that with Scottie. And just what a way for him to continue this unbelievable season. It just feels right that he's the gold medal winner. It feels deserving. I mean, he's the clear and obvious world number one out there. I'm going to give myself some props as well. I did say leading up to it that Fleetwood and Matsuyama were people to watch. They finished silver and bronze. Fleetwood back in the Ryder Cup a couple years back, won all of his matches at this very course. He seems to be a guy that doesn't necessarily finish on top, but he's always in the mix. He finished his second, had a chance to force a playoff with a chip on 18, gave it a good effort, but ultimately was not enough to get it done. But, man, Scotty is just unreal. 62 on a Sunday. I mean, at one point I saw with five holes left, his odds to win were like plus 7,000 or something like that. Something insane. And he goes on this run, knocking down putts, hitting crazy shots. And he wasn't hitting fairways either. And this was a course that all the analysts were saying all week, you got to hit fairways to win. You got to hit fairways to win. And Scotty was not hitting a lot of fairways, but found a way to get it done with an unconventional swing and hitting putts, which has been a real struggle of his, if you can call it that, with all the wins that he's had over the last couple of years. But, I mean, the guy could have won twice as many tournaments if he could figure out how to use the putter a little bit better over the last two seasons. And he seems to have, you know, he dialed it in this weekend and got the job done. It was just, it was insane. It's so cool to watch, too. You see the emotion on the podium and everything. Just wow.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And Matsuyama was just, he had a bulky putter yesterday. That was the difference. But I want to go back. Schauffele had three great rounds. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You know, and we had Tiger and Phil for a quarter century. I'm telling you right now, we have two great players with Scheffler and Schauffele. Their names sound similar. Let me tell you something. This is a great rivalry. It really and truly is. And I think it's going to continue for a few more years. What do you think? Schauffele and Scheffler. Wow.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Xander seems to have really turned a corner. It seems like getting that major win lifted a really big weight off of his shoulders, and you can see it in how he's playing. And I don't think anyone should take away a bad Sunday for how well he's been playing. That happens to the best of them. It's happened to Tiger before. It's happened to Phil before. It's happened to Jack before. That stuff happens. But, I mean, he played really, really well, and it was something that a lot of people were – you know, kind of doubting him. Oh, can he keep it up? Are these fluky? You know, he's bound to cool off. He really didn't cool off until Sunday, and not even, you know, just Sunday in general. It was, you know, towards the, you know, the back nine was a little rough for him. I believe he was three over on the back. Rory again with, not to get sidetracked, but man, it's just, the guy gets so close and just keeps finding ways to throw rounds away. I think it was 15. He put one in the water from like 100 yards out, absolutely drilled his drop by the hole, ends up double bogeying, and that was it for him. I mean, he had a chance to really get in there and win a medal and failed to do so again in just epic fashion. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yep. No question about it. Hey, I only want to do a minute on it because I do want to do a little baseball, but I'll tell you what, I gave Egypt a lot of credit. I don't know if you got to see it. You were busy working, I'm sure, but, man, they scared France straight. They really did. I mean, that was wild. I don't know if you saw it today, but in the semis, they ended up winning an extra time 3-1. But I'll tell you what, Egypt gave them fits. They really and truly did. Did you catch any of it or no?
No, I didn't. I saw the scoreline, though. This is what's so great about these Olympic Games is that these upsets and these countries that have nothing to lose, you know, we talked about it during the Euros and during Copa. I mean, Egypt's going to go into a game like this thinking, what do we have to lose? Why not go for it? You know, and right. You know, obviously, you know, they weren't able to get it done, but France have a great young team. I mean, they have guys that are playing at the top level right now, specifically Olise, Lacazette. You know, these are legit players, and it's going to be tough to beat them.
I never thought I'd say this, but the Yankees need Clark Schmidt in the worst way. Marcus Stroman's been a disaster. He really has. If they get that starting pitching staff, look out. I mean, this team's going to fast track to win that American League, I think, by a handful of games going away. I really do. But, man, I mean, their starting pitching, and Stroman in particular, has really been shaky. It's gotten better, but it's still shaky there, Tyler. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something that we've been dealing with over the last couple seasons. You know, we don't have just the consistent guys that, you know, they don't necessarily have to be lights out, but these blow-up games and blow-up innings and inconsistencies are ultimately, you know, that's the Achilles heel of this team, you know, and outside of also showing up in the postseason where it's, you know, seems to sometimes be either it's home runs or no runs. So I think that for the Yankees, if they can just find a way to remain consistent, and not, you know, not get too high, not get too low, obviously, you know, they want to get too high, but, that's what's ultimately going to decide for me if they make a deep run in the playoffs or not. They need to get these guys a little bit more consistent on the mound. we need to, you know, eliminate as many of these strikeouts as possible. It seems like no one wants to throw to Judge, obviously. We'll see how that continues on throughout the rest of the season. But, hey, we're hot and we're playing well. You know, it was a great win in extras against the Blue Jays. We've been playing fantastic after the All-Star break. I'm not sure if the deadline's passed or not, but it would be great for us to secure one more pitcher if we could.
Yeah, you got to clear waivers now after July 31st, which is hard to do because you get blocked big time. But one final thing, is this the best team in baseball right now? I mean, it's only, you know, 5th of August, but is this the best team right now in baseball?
I think right now, present moment, yes. I think momentum is a very strong thing, especially in a sport like baseball where mindset is almost half the battle. You see it all the time with players getting into slumps and they do these weird superstitious things to get out of them. It's much like golf in that sense where when if you're feeling good and the energy is good in the clubhouse, it goes a long way out on the field, and that should not be overlooked. And it's, you know, we saw it early in July with the Yankees where it didn't seem like the energy was good, and then the play was not good at all. They were looking really, really bad going into the All-Star break. So I think that they've turned
good
the corner
job.
For sure.
I think you're right. Tyler, thank you. Great job. Back at it tomorrow. We look forward to it. And then Dom straightens me out. No more waivers. Trade deadline is rock solid, so no more deals, I guess. All right, we come back here. We got Zaid Hussein next. He'll do the NFC North. We'll look at the Bears and some NFL talk coming up here. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, we're talking the world of sports on a Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Overnight America. Morning Journal here on Sports Byline. iHeart, tune in. Simple Radio around the globe on American Forces. Let's get him in here. Zaid Hussain, he had an eye last Thursday night on the Bears, and then the storm came, and it was kind of chaos. But the game was not official, and away we go. Zaid, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How we doing? Can't complain. Always doing well.
Yeah, I wondered why Twitter blew up last Thursday night. I nodded off, and I'm like, what is going on, man? People are all fired up, but... Hey, listen, you know, people, I'm not one of them, but, you know, a lot of people like to bet on football, and they were upset, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if you had the over, you thought you were cashing your ticket and you were counting your money because the game did go over, but, you know, everybody got refunded because the game didn't end up going the full length, and I think it's about 55 minutes house rules for most spots, so you ended up getting refunded even if you bet the over. So everybody broke out even, and a lot of people were angry.
Yeah, what came out of that game for the Bears, in your opinion? Obviously, we didn't see starters. Were there any takeaways that you know, instill some more optimism in the Bears camp right now, or do you think this was kind of like the weather, a wash? What do you think? Let me hear.
Yeah, you know, I would consider it mostly a wash, but you know, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the game, but something that really bothered me was the new kickoff rule, because
I'm with you.
It takes a lot of excitement out of the game here. I mean, you're kicking it off, and it just didn't go really well. It's not exciting anymore. You know, they're kind of killing it, and that's really it.
Yeah, I kind of wish they just say the heck with the kickoff, just put the ball to 20 or 25, and let's be done with it. I mean, I agree with you. It was annoying, and I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, what do you look for now? I mean, the Bears preseason schedule, one of two teams. The other one is Houston, obviously, playing four preseason games. One of them three-quarters of a game out of the way. Buffalo Saturday, Cincinnati the following Saturday. They'll wrap up on a Thursday at Kansas City on the 22nd of August. So they start early and end early, which is nice. Where do you go right now with this preseason? Let's start with Buffalo. Are we going to start to see incremental more starters, or do you think it'll be the last two games, or even maybe the last game against Kansas City? Let me hear.
You know, I think we see them for maybe a drive or two as early as this next game and having it build off of that. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see them, you know, right away this upcoming game. I think you need to put them in now just to get a little bit of experience, get the cobwebs out, you know, before the regular season and you know, try to execute some things throughout the game. Personally, I think it's beneficial, especially with the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it really is. Boy, I tell you what, you back, and I've watched some the other day on YouTube. Boy, he's an exciting college player. Are the expectations going to be for Caleb Williams too high, or is it just that pent-up demand that the Bears franchise, you know, it's a division where you've got Jordan Love, who just broke the bank. Goff had an unbelievable year. He just broke the bank. Minnesota's got a newfangled situation with McCarthy, a lot of optimism there. They moved up, I mean, really made I thought an incredible pick if he plays to his college pedigree. And now you get to Caleb Williams. I mean, this division, I cannot wait. I think it's going to be the most contentious division, but let's compartmentalize it before we get to the other franchises. Just about the Bears and the expectation of Williams. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, the team is not as expecting greatness as opposed to the fans. I think the fans are going to be way more judgmental to start, and I think the team realizes that this is a process. This is a process that's going to take some time. I don't think they expect him to come out of the gate and just be absolutely dominant in the NFL. You know, as much as we like to think players are great, we got to realize, you know, taking a step up from college to NFL is a whole different level, and it's very, very rare for a quarterback to just come in and completely dominate right off the rip. So I think the expectations are in hand for the team. However, I think there's always going to be those Chicago fans that are riled up and expect excellence right away. And, you know, yeah, who knows how it'll be.
Yep, week in, week out, we're going to have great matchups in this division. I don't think there's any question about it. Let's go north of you to Green Bay. I mean, Love was just phenomenal last year. You know, he's kind of taken the same career course that his predecessor Aaron Rodgers took. You know, Utah State, you know, I mean, Rodgers came out of Cal, which was not a ballyhooed, you know, Pac-12 program at the time that Rodgers was at Cal. But Jordan Love just had a breakout year. I'm just wondering if he could bounce in a negative way, because expectations up at Lambeau and that very fervent fan base are off the charts right now. It'll be interesting to see how the Packers and Love respond. What's your gut tell you?
You know, for me, Jordan Love last year showed me glimpses of greatness that, you know, you would watch him and you'd be like kind of shocked at how well he would make some certain throws. And then there'd be times where you'd watch him and you'd be like, oh, this guy, you know, is not as great as everybody thinks he is. And, you know, the biggest game for me was when they played Detroit and got absolutely routed in a primetime matchup early in the middle of the season. I don't remember the exact week. But there was some times where it's like, okay, this guy does not look as good as everybody thinks he is. And for me, to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, I need to see greatness almost every single week. And I don't know if we see that yet from Jordan Love. So I think now coming into this season, there's very, very high expectations. And I don't know if he'll be able to meet those expectations as the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah, we're talking to Zayd Hussain on the NFC North. He'll cover some college action for us in the Big Ten and across the Midwest from his outpost in Chicago. You know, the team that really is going to be interested to follow by the whole country is Detroit, because of the breakout year last year. I know people love him. To me, he's too much of a riverboat gambler. I think Campbell hurts that team, but he is a shoot-from-the-lip type of guy. He doesn't duck the questions. He meets it head-on. Do you think he has to maybe reel it in a little bit? Seriously, I mean, he goes for two when it doesn't call for it. He just does some crazy, crazy stuff. Does Campbell need to reel it in here a little bit, or do you expect him to, you know, the old saying is the leopard doesn't change its spots. What do you think there on Campbell?
Yeah, you know, for me, I always love a gambler, Marty. You got to know that by now. And he's the guy that, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve. And Campbell's a guy where, honestly, all players love him and love to play for him because of that. You know, all these players are taking advantage. They're playing hard through Campbell. And I think you've got to roll with him and what he represents. I mean, look how far he took you guys last year and look how well he did. And overall, I think players are ecstatic to play for him.
Do you think that they have a chance to maybe bounce? They're not going to sneak up on anybody. I mean, any team that's playing Detroit this year, including obviously their divisional foes, both home and away, Detroit's not sneaking up on anybody. They're a big game now on everyone's schedule. And it used to be completely opposite. You look at Detroit and you'd go, okay, there's a win. And oftentimes that would be exactly the case, including the year they went 0-16. How do you think that portends the Lions season to go this year, given the fact that a truism will be they're sneaking up on absolutely nobody? They're a big game on everyone's schedule. Let's hear.
Yeah, you know, for me, I still think the Lions are going to be dominant. I think you have one of the league's best wide receivers and a young wide receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have dangerous weapons at the running back position. You have a quarterback that could play in a great system. You know, Jared Goff is the type of guy, you know, you give him a solid run game with a couple of weapons, you get that play action going, and Jared Goff is going to be able to deliver for you every single week. He's the perfect quarterback in a perfect system. And I think this is a team where offensively they look great, and defensively they have a lot of good guys on the other side of the football to, you know, get some turnovers, get some stops. And this is a team, to me, that looks like 10-plus wins when I see them every single time out.
All right, let's pretend you're Coach Campbell, Zayd. Would you take the film of the 17-point lead they had against the Niners that was going to send them to the Super Bowl? Would you show them how they blew that lead or how he blew that lead? Or would you throw it in the trash can and never, ever let it emerge again before your players?
You know, a wise man told me you can't live in the past. So I think you take it, you throw it away, and you get rolling for a fresh new season on how you're going to win a Super Bowl this year.
All right, one more team, Minnesota. I don't know. I think they're going to surprise people. Justin Jefferson's going to be great. The quarterbacking situation is going to be interesting to see how they handle it. I think they're extremely well coached. excellent fan base, play well in their building, a lot of signs pointing up. This could be a team, rather, that just is like everyone else, could finish at the bottom with, you know, 8 or 9 wins. It's that possible. How do you see the Vikings at first glance here in August?
You know, the quarterback controversy, I think it will have some controversy throughout the season with Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy, because J.J. McCarthy is a guy we saw in camp who is already struggling, but he's a guy that fans are going to want to see. Like, you know, it almost reminds me of the Bears with the Justin Fields situation. Like, okay, you have a guy in Sam Darnold who is a quarterback, but he's not your future. So if I'm the Vikings, I roll out J.J. McCarthy right away and let him make all the mistakes he could possibly make on the field, let him learn quickly. And if he's the quarterback of the future for you, you know, you want him out there and you want him playing. And there's nothing like playing instead of sitting on the sidelines. I hate to hear people say, oh, you know, he should sit on the sidelines and watch over. No, there's no true experience until you're out there. And I think you give J.J. McCarthy some time. You know, you got Aaron Jones, who's an offseason pickup at running back, and you still got one of the best wide receivers in the league with Justin Jefferson. I think this is a team that could be dangerous.
I am with you 1,000%. Just let him play through his mistakes and get that growth curve moving, and that division especially. Great job out of you, Zaid. We'll catch you later on in the week. We appreciate it. Zaid Hussain, NFC North, college football in the Midwest. He's right here with us on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Adios. Coming right back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, a couple of little news and notes to throw around. Former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh says he had no part in the sign stealing scandal. I don't know about that. But you know what? he's off coaching in the NFL with the Chargers. He could care less that. But Sherrone Moore now. Here's what's interesting about the Michigan. These are level two violations, but he's a two-time offender. He's had a level one charge and basically I'll call it a conviction. He's been found culpable and responsible for a violation at level one, now a level two on top of it. He's facing a ban, and it's ironic. We had the AD, Ward Manuel from Michigan Tuesday or Wednesday. Ironic. But this just came to light over the weekend. Not good. It's not good for Michigan. Defending their national championship just came with a whole bag of baggage. All right, this man is not baggage. He is the man. He is our guy, DJ Shields. He is weighing in from Dallas-Fort Worth. And away we go, talking some football. What's going on, DJ? How are you?
Marty, my man, what's going on, baby?
How about Michigan? They you know, if you ain't cheating, you aren't trying. How about
hey,
that?
I think what Michigan thinks, look, if you want to beat them, you got to cheat them. I think that's their code right now. So, man, I don't know about that. I know Harbaugh left, and I'm sure he's a great guy and he is a great coach, but he had to know a little something about this. I mean, Mr. Moore, when he's erasing all these text messages and it just happens to be around the same time. Now, listen, they got a little scandal going up there in Michigan, and they lost a lot of players. Now they're losing. They lost one coach, and they're probably going to lose another coach. So not good for you Michigan fans, but look, I know Ohio State is smiling up there in the horseshoe.
Yeah, he'll be staring down the barrel of a three-game ban. We shall see. It's not something they want to deal with right now as they're in summer camp getting ready, because the regular season in Fresno State, granted, is not going to set the world on fire, but not a good situation. But, again, last year they dealt with it. It didn't affect them. Blew out Washington, won the national championship. All right, I'm going to go back to Friday. You got people all riled up. I loved it.
Hey, give us the history. Let's get it.
Give us some history with Deion in Texas. And you're not name dropping here. You've been around that family, and you know, listen, he's a charismatic guy. He really and truly is. But he's polarizing. People love him or hate him. There isn't much middle ground with Deion. Give me the history there. It's really an interesting story. Let's hear it.
There is, man. There's a little history with Deion. So his sons grew up playing football for the Truth, Frisco, Texas. You know, they lived out in Prosper, and it's kind of it's a crazy world. My son played with PJ Washington, who plays for the Mavericks now. My friends mm-hmm. with Paul Washington, who's back then was one of Deion's really good friends. And I watched those boys play, man, and I watched the way he coached. A lot of people think that Deion is, he's being favoritism. You always see, oh, those are his boys, or the comments if you go read online. That's not true. From knowing and watching Deion, you know, from a distance, he's hands on his kids, yes, but if they made a mistake, I've seen him sit the boys out, and the boys, they will not play if they make a mistake, and he tells them they repeat it or do something that he doesn't want them to do. So he's, man, he's a great coach. He's a great mentor. Again, he's a leader of men. A lot of people just think that he's cocky, he's arrogant. Sure, when he played, he had some arrogance to him, but you have to have a little bit of swag to be on the level. He's a Hall of Fame guy. Most of them do, maybe not that much, but they do, and he brings that to coaching. So, man, I've seen it firsthand with the kids that were young. You guys have seen it, you know, firsthand from when he went to Jackson State. I know it's a different level. We're D1 now. He brought his baggage. His baggage really didn't work that well, but he got some transfer baggage, and that Louis baggage is going to work. If y'all saw those rankings come out, they're number one, baby.
There you go. Hey, DJ, before we get to college football, and maybe we'll sprinkle in a little Cowboys, you know, you talked to me off the air Friday later on, and it was just such an interesting conversation, just your background and the people that you've crossed in paths with in your life. But you also talked about just the high school stuff. And, you know, we've seen it on Friday Night Lights. We've all seen the movie and the series, and we've read about it. But it is something. I had a buddy of mine that did high school football play-by-play on the radio in Cleburne, Texas. He said, all that stuff you see is real. Can you give us a little, front row view of what a Friday night like is in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex when it comes to high school football? I'm dying, because those kids are in camp just like the college and pro guys are right now. It's amazing. Let's hear.
man, when they start, you know, high school football here, when they start two-a-days, a lot of are starting this week. They're actually started today, or they'll start in the next few days. You know, look at the big schools, the 6A big schools, the Rockwall High School was actually where I'm at, Southlake High School, DeSoto, Duncanville. Then you get down to Houston, you have Katy, Texas. There's a lot of powerhouses in Houston as well. Man, it's the real deal. Camp is serious. You know, you go to 2 days, you work your butt off. It's eat, live, sleep football. And when the towns come out, they come out. And I mean, these stadiums are filling anywhere from, you know, let's say 8,000 to 20,000 people, depending on what stadium you're in. Allen, Texas as well. They are filling these stands out, and you can't even get a ticket. If you want to get a ticket, you better buy them, you know, before, buy season pass, or you're not even getting in the game. That's how serious they are down here.
You know, I tell people this actually happened. I loved it, and I'll never forget this, and you've probably done it too. I have flown into Dallas-Fort Worth Airport on a Friday night, coming from Iowa or coming from the East Coast, getting back to Iowa through Dallas. From the air now, you know I'm telling the truth on this. From the air, all you see is lights on Friday night. It's crazy. Am I right? Tell me.
Hey, man, just like the movie, Friday Night Lights, when you fly over Texas on a Friday night between, let's just say, even 6:30, 7 p.m. all the way till, you know, 10:30, even after that when they leave the lights on, you see nothing but stadium lights. And it's packed. The lower you get, you can see actually the crowds and whatnot in there. But, man, it's amazing, you know, the way that the families come out and support. You know, if you're from Texas, a lot of other schools don't start actual tackle football till, you know, 10, 11. You know, in Texas, you start pretty early. You start early. You start playing flag football, and you start running around throwing a football at age 2, 3, 4. And it's kind of life here, you know, even in the smaller towns, Salina, Texas, Gunner, Texas, who's 3A and just won a state championship. They reload every year. You go to one of those small towns, you're going to see 5,000 to 8,000 people. The whole town comes out, and that's what they do on Friday nights.
DJ Shields is with us. We got some more time. I love chatting with you, dude. Help us get our head around how big it is that Texas and Oklahoma are now joining the premier college football conference. And I say this with no slight at the Big Ten or anybody else, but the numbers don't lie. The SEC is the Lion King, the king of the jungle. What does it mean? Give us some, for instance, give us an idea. Give us a little sense, a little nugget of how big it's going to be for not only Texas, but for Oklahoma stepping into the shark-infested waters of the Southeastern Conference.
I love it, Marty. It's amazing going into the SEC. You know, we've been talked about so long by being in the Big 12, and we can't really win anything in the Big 12. We can get, you know, close, and we've had our one national championship, and Oklahoma has done what they've done. But, you know, in the last 20 years, it has been a struggle. But, they say we don't play any defense. They're about to find out we play some defense in the SEC, because I know those schools, they get the big kids, the fast kids, the kids that are just real physical. However, a lot of those same kids that come from Texas are now going to Texas and Oklahoma because they want to be in the SEC and show that they represent us here and that they can win in the SEC.
Does the fan base want to see Manning, or are they happy with Ewers? I mean, Ewers is an elite quarterback. And I questioned why Manning came to Texas, but hey, listen, he's got a great opportunity. He has got a household name in football at all levels, be it high school, college, or pro. The Hall of Fame has Peyton, Eli. I heard him yesterday. He was in the Yankee broadcast booth. He threw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium. Anybody that doesn't think Eli Manning's going to the Hall of Fame next year is nuts, because he will get in. I think he might be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But just the Manning pedigree, you know, I mean, this is a, you know, Peyton went to, you know, Tennessee, Eli went to Ole Miss, Archie went to Ole Miss, Cooper was pretty good. But let me ask you that. How is the Texas fan base, how is the that rabid Longhorn, Hook'em Horn fan base settling on Manning, Arch Manning? Let me hear.
So everyone is, you know, big on Arch Manning. Obviously, the things that you said, he comes from, you know, his family. That's thoroughbreds right there. You got Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, you know, Archie Manning. Cooper, they said, was the best athlete of all, right? And this, you know, Arch is, you know, he's Cooper's son. So with the athleticism that he has, how he puts touch on the ball like Peyton, the way that he can dissect the defense, and I know we haven't seen a ton, you know, in his high school football and even in college yet. But from that spring game, the way he lit it up and what I think he can bring to the table is going to be amazing. And Texas fans are excited. They're ready for it. Quinn Ewers, he was a winner at South Lake. That's all he did was win, too, at South Lake. I think the difference in them is really, you know, Quinn Ewers, he's had some injury problems. I don't think he's as agile as Arch Manning will be. And I think, and I don't hope, you know, I don't hope and wish this on anybody, that Quinn Ewers gets hurt or anything like that. But if he does get hurt and Arch Manning gets a chance to come in, look, he sit behind him. He didn't transfer and cry like some of these kids do, you know, because they weren't getting playing time. He waited his turn. He's done what he's prepared, done what he's needed to do. And I think if he gets in there, if there's the slightest injury, he's not going to get that job back. And I think he'll take Texas to the national championship.
Boy, that'd be something else, boy. I tell you, I love your outrageous picks. They're unbelievable. Hey, one more thing on Texas and the fact that they're in Austin, one of the great college communities. Give us your sense of, you know, I know what it's like to go to Michigan on a Saturday football game. We've been to some bowl games. Iowa City's a great place. But I've never been, other than a game where they didn't play anybody, I don't remember who it was, like Stephen F. Austin or somebody, blew them out. But you give me a sense of Texas, Alabama, Texas, Georgia in Austin. Give me a sense of a Saturday in Austin, Texas, when the Longhorns are playing a really solid program. Give me a sense of that experience.
Marty, Austin, Texas is going to be rocking, baby. They got 6th Street down there, and I know if you've never been to 6th Street, it's a wild place. I hope you don't drink, and if you do, don't go there. But these college kids, they're going to have an amazing time down there. You know, they will start getting after it early in the morning, setting up around the 40 acres, all the bars, the spots to go, and to get ready to root for their team. You're bringing Georgia in and Alabama. When you bring some of these bigger schools like in, they're going to come with a fan base as well. But, man, that 40 acres is going to be rocking. You know, the thing with Michigan, you go up there at the wrong time, you're going to be freezing your butt off. Down here, you might burn your butt off, but, you know, I don't know. At least you can take your shirt off or something if you're a dude.
That's unbelievable. All right, one more hit, then we'll let you go. Cowboys, be honest now. You got to ride Dak. A lot of people don't think he can get him across the finish line and win big. McCarthy's obviously on a short leash. Give me your quick skinny on the Cowboys. I know we talked a few weeks ago, but, you know, camp's open. What's the mood regarding the Cowboys? Of course, I hate the fact they train in California. That just drives me nuts. But anyways, I digress. Give me your take on the Cowboys real quick.
Let me go ahead and say this first. To all you Cowboys fans out there, don't be mad at me. Don't hate me, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be another Jason Garrett-type season, 8-8 for the Cowboys. They got a tough road ahead with their games coming up. They're going to be 8-8. Maybe or 8-9 actually, because we added that extra game. I don't think the Cowboys get it done. Maybe 500, a little bit over 500, but it's going to be a rough season for the Cowboys. I think Dak is gone because he's kind of tired of the Cowboys as well, and I don't think he'll win one anywhere he goes, unless they have a lot of different things around it. But 8-8, 8-9 for the Cowboys. They maybe sneak in, but I doubt it. It's going to be a long season for the Dallas Cowboys. And that's not hate. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Don't be mad at the messenger.
Good job, DJ, bro. You're awesome. I'll talk to you later on this week. Outstanding job out of you.
All right, man. I'm going to catch this fight for Tucker.
All right, good job. You get back to us. Coming back, Tube Talking, right around the corner. Coming back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, we got lots of baseball underway. Jeff and Ken, the riches. You will be basking in the riches if you listen to their program. I love it. It's an hour, and it alternates throughout the sports overnight. I just love the program they do. It's a great listen. And, I'm not the greatest sleeper in the world, especially in this oppressive Midwestern heat. My Lord. We'll be coming to you live from the East Coast next few days. So we look forward to that, and away we go. Meantime, Midwest got some good baseball. You got the Twins and Cubs in Chicago. That game gets a little more juice than you think. The Twins, Cub fans get up a little bit for that. You know, it's the old American League, National League thing. And the Twins, you know, formidable. They really are. Cubs, on the other hand, can't figure them out. Can't figure out the ownership. Can't figure out the GM. Can't figure out the baseball folks. They went out and got counsel, and they've regressed is what they've done. So we shall see. Mets having their way with the Cardinals. Dom's Giants, I took in that game on Sunday a little bit. Watched them beat up on Cincinnati. I had the home run bat. I didn't know I was watching the Giants there for a while as they were teeing off on the subpar Reds pitching in the bullpen, which was not good. All right, Yanks continue their ways. Their schedule softens up. They went through the meat grinder with Boston and Philly, come home, took 2 out of 3 against Toronto. Here come the Angels, so we'll keep an eye on that. Red Sox and Royals. And let me see, the Guardians, obviously a great team in the Central. They got the D-backs, and the D-backs got an early lead in that one. All right, enjoy the rest of the overnight here and throughout the evening right here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. We'll catch you tomorrow.